Let go of privacy. You no longer define your life by how you've been hurt. You might even find compassion in your family. Another question that seems to be arising: what happens if I can't forgive someone? It's common that pleasures and things to climb to forgive someone, but what happens then? If the person who hurts you doesn't admit wrong, if you find yourself stuck, consider the following. First, practice simple empathy. Try seeing the situation from the other person's point of view. Let me tell you this. If you're standing on the same ground, someone standing opposite where you are, and you're written number 6 on the ground, you will see it as number 6. The person in front of you, or the person right opposite you, will see it as number 9. So unless you go in this place where you're standing, you see it as number 9. Or unless it comes where you're standing, you will see it as number 6. So you continue arguing, you say number 9, you say number 6, and you continue arguing, and no one will ever agree with another. So ask yourself, why he or she would behave in such a way? Perhaps you would have agreed sooner if you face the same situation. See this in his or her perspective view. Put your hands up, put your cell phone on her pleasure. Reflect a little bit on times you hurt others and on those who forgive you. Remember, you're also not a saint. If you're holding on to grudges, there's people who you've hurt before and which you want to be forgiveness. Even in biblical perspective, you say that if you don't forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. Write in a journal, pray for his guiding meditation, or talk to the person who will find to be wise and compassionate. Talk to a spiritual leader, mental health provider, for impartial love on our friend. Be aware that forgiveness is a process. It's not an action, it's a process. And even small hurts we need to be revisited and forgiven over and over again. Does forgiveness guarantee reconciliation? Yes. If the hurtful event involves someone who is a relationship you otherwise value, forgiveness can lead to reconciliation. This isn't always the case. However, reconciliation might be impossible if the offender has died for unwilling to communicate with you. In other cases, reconciliation might
What we do or what someone did to us, sometimes what someone did to you was a result of retaliation, maybe or what you did before he did so. So you continue walking away around with a lot of guilt, you feel guilt. So first of all, the healing process starts when you forgive yourself. The first step is to honestly assess and acknowledge the wrongs you have done and how they have affected others. Avoid judging yourself too harshly. If you are truly sorry for something you have said or done, consider admitting it to those you have harmed. Speak of your sincere sorrow or regret and ask for forgiveness without making any excuses. Remember, so many people has a basket full of excuses. When you ask them some whatever they have done, they just look back, pick one substance from his basket and throw it. You know, people have a lot of excuses. But remember, excuses will not defend you. Remember, however, you can't force someone to forgive you. Others need to move to forgiveness in their own time. Whatever happens, commit to treating others with compassion and empathy together with respect. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast this evening. Let's meet again in another episode. May God bless you so much.